In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, today's gospel, it's always one of my favorite ones, personally. All the Lenten gospels of St. Mary Magdalene. It took place just 6 days before the Passover, and our Lord was already thinking about his upcoming passion, all of his sufferings, how he would be betrayed by one of his best friends, sold for 30 pieces of silver, and then rejected by his own priests. What a horrible thing it must have been to lose your friends, your priests, and then to be finally crucified by his enemies, and to die on the cross as a criminal, as the worst of criminals in the eyes of the world. And that is what perhaps was on our Lord's mind the most at this time, 6 days before the Passover. And you can imagine how sad he must have felt at that time. After all, he did have a human nature as well, and could actually feel sadness, just like you and I feel. He felt it too. And so it says, 6 days before the Passover, he crosses over into the little town called Bethany. And that's where, of course, you know it by now, where St. Lazarus and St. Martha and St. Mary Magdalene live. They had their own house there. And our Lord considered them to be among his best friends. In fact, I think I said once here before that our Lord has his three favorite saints. One was, of course, Our Lady. I think the second, if I remember right, was St. John the Baptist. And then the third was St. Mary Magdalene. That's how much he truly did love her. And so he went 6 days before his passion. He went to visit this holy family in Bethany. Because why? Because there he would find consolation among his best friends. Martha, of course, put on, as usual, a very good meal. And during the meal, here comes Mary Magdalene once more with her expensive bottle of perfume. And she just pours it all out on our Lord's feet and then dries his sacred feet with her hair, similar to what she had done on a previous occasion. Now, the word that they use, the Greeks use the word pistis or something like that, which in Latin translates over to fides. In English, it means faith. And so it's what St. Mary Magdalene did there by just pouring it out, this expensive perfume, and pouring it all out was a sign of her very strong and practical faith. But then you have, as the gospel narration continues, you have Judas, who says, well, what a waste. What a waste of that expensive perfume. It could have been sold and given to the poor. And it even says in the gospel, well, Judas had no care for the poor. It was all about money. He had a very weak faith. Everything should be spent on our blessed Lord. That is, everything that we have, our whole life, should be spent on our Lord. Children, what is faith? Here, I mean, just in a general terms, what is faith? It is to believe what someone tells you. So you have what's called human faith. You believe because a teacher or a priest has told you, so you believe. Or you go into, Bishop Sanborn always used this as an example, you go into the grocery store, you go into the soup aisle, and you see all of these cans of soup. You don't see what's in it. You can't see through the can. But the label says it's chicken noodle soup. You believe it because that is what the label tells you. And so you pick it up and you throw it into your cart and you buy it and you take it home. You believe it and then you act on it. That's an act of faith. Now, to believe what God says, this is what we call divine faith. And we must believe it because God has taught it. And if you truly believe, you'll live your faith, like Mary Magdalene did. They each believed that our Lord was God, but yet they didn't act in the same way. As I said, one poured out all the expensive perfume, and the other one said, what a waste. It should have been spent on something else. Now, I remember once, going back to a human act of faith, I grew up in the country in Chillicothe, about 100 miles away from here. That's almost a two-hour drive. And we lived on a big piece of property, about 8 acres, and right next to us was a small farm where they raised cows to sell for beef. And they had all along our, to split our properties and to keep the cows on their property, on the farm, they had an electric fence that ran down there. And it would shoot like little pulses of electric. And it would, if you grabbed hold of it, it would shock you. You couldn't let go until that pulse of electric stopped. My mom and dad always warned me, don't ever touch that fence because it'll hurt. Well, I believed them. I believed them. I made my act of human faith and said they were right. Do you think I listened? Of course not. I was a little mischievous boy. So every now and again, I'd run up and I'd grab hold of that fence. And sure enough, every time it would shock me. And I couldn't let go until finally it just got old and it hurt too much, so I never did it again. But I learned my lesson. But you see, sometimes children, this is my point in telling that little story, we believe everything our Lord says, but then we don't follow it. We don't put it into practice. And that's what we should be doing this Lent, is thinking of ways to put our faith into practice. Do you believe that God is truly here in the tabernacle? Of course you do. You make acts of faith every day. Jesus is here, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the tabernacle. Well then, if you believe it, why not make a visit? Children, every day you're here, and you get here early for school, or you have maybe a moment or two after school, maybe you can stop by and visit our Lord. He still wants to be consoled and to be loved. Or do you believe that God can do anything? Well then, if you believe that, why give up in your prayers? Just because you don't receive something right when you want it, we all want to give up. Well, keep praying, because God is all-powerful, and He knows exactly what you need and when to give it to you. Do you believe in purgatory? Well then, if you do, then pray for the souls that are left there, because they can't help themselves anymore. They rely entirely on your prayers and your sacrifices. And do you believe in the power of the Mass? Well, if so, then children, during Mass, kneel straight. Remember that our Lord is really going to come down from heaven to our altar in just a few moments from now. He's really going to do that. And He's once more really going to die mystically on the altar. And all of the graces of the Passion will then come in, down from the altar into your soul. If you believe that, then pray at the Mass very reverently. Don't think about other things. Think about God, the cross, and the Passion of our Lord. And so that's the lesson for today. You can think of other ways of practicing your faith in a much stronger way. But just remember St. Mary Magdalene and her faith, how she knew that Christ was God, and she went in and used the most expensive thing she had on Him and used it all up, that expensive perfume. That's what we should do. If we believe what God teaches, then we must practice it and do our best in all that we do. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.